Right? And they work very hard on these brochures they get out.
Well, then that's, I think you would be the one to tell me, because some are not.
No, I think they do. As I say, I've never seen anything that I thought, well, I don't know if that's quite true or not. There are a lot of good things you can say about Rome. It's a cultural center. It's a manufacturing center. It's an educational center. There's a whole lot that's good about Rome's good town. If it is mine.
Well, I think you should feel
that way. I do, too.
A man who presides over a court would be
a judge.
And if his name were Marshall, you would refer to him as?
Judge Marshall.
A person who goes to school would be known as a?
Student.
Now, would you make any different terms for whether it's a grade school student, high school, or college student?
No, I don't believe I would. You might call people in the primary grades, you'd speak of as pupils, probably.
Would you?
I believe I would. I think I'd ask about how many pupils do you have, if I were talking about the younger children. But by the time I got to high school, I'd say, how many students are there in your class?
Your phone.
Again.
A woman who works for a man taking dictation and typing would be the man's?
Stenographer or secretary.
Right. The female version of an actor is?
Actress.
And if you are a citizen of the United States, you are a?
An American.
Right. Now, a person whose skin is dark is a?
Well, you want me to say African or?
In America.
In America, a Negro.
All right. Now, can you tell me if you were, we're talking about now terms that indicate a prejudice for or against the Negro race. If you were trying to be derogatory in an ugly way, what would you call them?
Nigger. Some people do, at least.
Is there anything else that you think of? Any other terms?
Coon. Black rascal.
If you were joking, are there any terms you might use?
I can't think of. Can't think of one. Now you might mention one. I'll tell you if it's familiar to me.
Now, if you're being neutral and trying to call them something pleasant, but referring to their race.
Either a colored person or a Negro, I would say.
All right.
I wouldn't say black man, a black woman, which is coming in so much now, they'd rather be called blacks, some people say. But that's not natural to me. We haven't ever done them that called that.
All right. Now, our race, of course, is Caucasian. Do you know, or have you heard any terms that the black people might use to refer to us, first of all, in a derogatory way?
Now, there are some, I know, because some of the books I have read, but I don't think one right off.
What about joking terms? Do you think any joking terms?
It seems like I ought to be able to, but I don't. I read some of the books that were written by Negro authors from the Negro viewpoint, you know, and all.
Baldwin, for example?
But I can't.
Baldwin, maybe? Some of James Baldwin's?
No.
No, I mean, some of
the books. I don't know that one. I read some by, well, I can't think now, but a number of different ones. No, I don't think of any terms there, honey. Well, what do they speak of white people as?
The only one that I think of at the moment is maybe hunky or something like that.
Well, I don't know.
And I'm not sure that's a legitimate term. I think I heard that.
Yeah, I think of that more what some people might call, some Americans might call Italians or some other foreigners by a term like that.
If they were being neutral, as we would be saying colored people, do you think they would say white people? Or
white folks would be the more vernacular thing, wouldn't it?
All right. What's terms used for poor whites?
Trash. Poor white trash, what you're about to say.
Now,
poor whites.
Do you think white people and colored people would both use this term?
Colored people speak of white trash.
Do they?
Yes, they do. There's a cute quotation from a book. Oh, what is that author's name? It said, nigger topped the cotton, nigger tote the load, nigger build the levee with a river to crash. Nigger never walk up the handsome road, that's the name of the book, the handsome road. But that'd be a nigger and poor white trash.
White trash, too?
We do. Well, not too, but we do. Or poor whites, we might say.
What is the term redneck in Georgia? Is
that means a country fellow that's sunburned, I suppose, where it came from, maybe.
Would he necessarily be trash?